Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Steve Lash of The Daily Record. Steve, good to have you with us on Labor Day. And the story you're going to tell us has to do with a union and some lawsuits and a decision by the courts that addresses the question of whether the suits themselves were sort of tactics to keep Wegmans out of a South County shopping plaza, right?
Yeah, in Anne Arundel County. The developer sued under a federal labor management law that basically prohibits unfair labor practices. And usually you associate unfair labor practices with union-busting activities. In this case, it was the union trying to make sure that the developer was bringing in a shop, a store, that would be union-friendly. But instead they went for a Wegmans that was a non-unionized supermarket, prompting in the developer's eyes the union to file a lot of petitions with the courts, well, nuisance suits, essentially.
14 of them, right?
14, and only one of which actually had any degree of success. The other 13 were essentially dismissed, and the developer cites that as evidence that it's not any sort of good faith action by the union, but rather delaying tactics, trying to stop the developer from bringing in the Wegmans.
And the judges in the Fourth Circuit of the Court of Appeals that tended to agree with that, didn't they?
Yes, they didn't expressly overturn. They sent it back for a trial, but the Fourth Circuit judges essentially were saying that you were 1-for-14 in your claims and 1-for-14 batting average, their words, not mine, is indicative of perhaps that there was some bad faith at play here.
Do we know what the status of this situation with the union and the developer are now?
The union would have to defend its actions in saying that these were good faith filings. We had a legitimate dispute with the developer regarding its actions in the development.
Will there definitely be a trial?
There could be a negotiation right now, a settlement of some sort, or in any way a resolution. But yeah, if the developer really wants to pursue this claim against the union saying that we really disapprove of the activities that we allege that you've participated in, which is basically filing all these bad faith actions to try to block what is our legitimate right to have a landlord-tenant relationship, then yeah, the developer can go forward.
So this is a situation that doesn't pit the union directly against Wegmans. It's versus the developer.
Yes. The union's not happy with Wegmans because Wegmans was non-unionized. And they want a store that has unionized workers, a Giant or Safeway perhaps.
It may not be a question that the union has to answer, but it's an interesting, shall we say, political problem for them. On the one hand, they don't want to concede that these were nuisance suits.
Right. In fact, they don't. The attorney said that this was good faith, and the record will show that these were good faith court actions.
So these are the grounds and the context upon which the negotiations will ensue and develop.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens there. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Steve Lash, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.